Getting involved in research is our way of doing something positive. Research can only happen if people living with the condition are willing to take part. From large-scale studies to smaller ones, many people with PSP and CBD are participating in studies to help researchers build up a clear picture of both diseases. For David and Marcia Wright, getting involved in research studies was a way to help other people, as well as providing access to specialists in PSP. David cares for his wife Marcia since her diagnosis of probable PSP in 2023. However, Marcia first noticed something was wrong in 2020. It started with unexplained falls, along with what she described as a sense of being removed from reality, as well as speech difficulties. A neuropsychological assessment in 2021 gave the first indication that she had PSP. Last year, the couple were watching the news when there was an item about a Parkinson's research study University of Exeter was conducting. David explains, both Marcia and I thought it looked interesting, so I contacted Marcia's neurologist about it. He said he thought it was for conventional Parkinson's and that Marcia wouldn't fit the criteria. Undeterred, I contacted the university. A few days later, we received a reply that Marcia wasn't eligible. I called them to find out why, and I'm so glad I did. The research coordinator at the university explained why Marcia wasn't right for the study we'd seen on the news, but then went on to tell me about a PSP study they were about to start recruiting for. The study David discovered is run by the Neurodegeneration Imaging Group, the NIG, at the University of Exeter. The project aims to investigate how tau spreads in the brain and why it affects people differently. Researchers are hoping that by using these advanced brain scans and blood tests, it will be easier to distinguish between other similar conditions like multiple system atrophy, MSA. The scan uses a small radioactive tracer that is injected into the body and binds to the tau, which then lights up on the scan and shows where the tau buildup is. The study is being conducted at Imperial College London. Hearing about the study, Marcia decided to volunteer as a participant. David said taking part in the study gave Marcia an opportunity to be seen by specialists in PSP. It also feels good to do something positive. Receiving a diagnosis of PSP can feel quite bleak and isolating. There are no effective treatments. So for us, getting involved in research is a way of focusing on something positive. We dearly hope it may lead to an effective treatment that can slow Marcia's progression. Even if it doesn't directly benefit Marcia, hopefully it will benefit others diagnosed in the future. In August, Marcia and David made their way to Imperial College in London so that researchers could do a number of baseline tests on Marcia. David continues, "We are fortunate that we are both still quite mobile, so we're able to travel easier." Testing was carried out over 2 days. On the first day, Marcia was assessed, and then she did multiple blood tests. We received some of the results of the blood tests while we were at Imperial. Interestingly, one of the results showed that she didn't need to take statins, so she was taken off it. For the second day, Marcia was put in 2 different scanners. The first was a high-definition scanner that looks at the neural pathways in the brain, and the second scanner was a PET scanner. This one required Marcia to take an intravenous marker that showed up areas in the brain. She was in that scanner for a couple of hours. The whole process was very organised and we were well looked after. Hotels, trains and taxis were all booked and arranged for us. We will need to return to Imperial College so that the tests can be repeated. This is how researchers are able to track the effects of PSP on the brain and body. Marcia has also volunteered to be part of the Prospect study. She is very committed to being involved in research, so in December we will once again be travelling to London, but this time to UCL, where the study is being conducted. I'm proud of Marcia volunteering in this way. Life has changed hugely since Marcia received the PSP diagnosis. We love to travel and spend time outdoors. Sadly, that is starting to become harder and harder. But we are determined to do whatever we can to live positively with PSP. Would you like to get involved in research? Research can take place in many different locations, including GP practices, and even from the comfort of your own home, depending on the study. If you are interested in finding out about research projects that are recruiting, sign up to our research register or contact our research coordinator, Megan Hodgson, by emailing research@psp.org.uk.